On Midwest Week, how Western Illinois University is handling the pandemic. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest is Rich Egger, news director for Tri-States Public Radio in Macomb. So remind us, Rich, what happened to the university back in March when Illinois shut down?
Boy, you mentioned March. Boy, that sure seems like a long time ago. Mid-March, the university went on its normal spring break, and for the rest of the semester after that, classes were taught online. Most students stayed home or wherever they went during spring break, and that's how business was conducted for the rest of the semester. And the graduation was done through a virtual format at the end of the spring semester. Probably 200 or 300 students were on campus during the last half of the spring semester. But for the most part, like I said, students stayed home, stayed in their hometown for the latter half of the spring semester.
Now, was it like most school districts and universities that everybody had to scramble to sort of put together an online coursework at the last minute? I mean, most classes didn't have that to begin with, did they?
Most classes did not have that to begin with. So I think it was there was a learning curve for instructors, a learning curve for students. And it's interesting because we hear so much about how this generation of students does so much online, but I hear from some students who say they still prefer that face-to-face instruction, and Western is hoping to provide some of that in the fall semester, which begins in mid-August.
And so what have you heard about the plans for the fall semester, Rich? Is anything nailed down yet, or is it still uncertain?
Well, the uncertainty, I think, is going to be the key word with everyone as long as the pandemic continues. The plans you make today can change tomorrow based on how things change with the pandemic. Right now, Western is planning to resume on-campus activities and face-to-face classes on Monday, August 24th. And Herb, that's at both the Macomb and Quad Cities campuses.
And how about student housing, Rich? Have you heard anything about what the residence halls will be like, if there'll be any major changes there?
I have not delved into that. I just I know as far as classes, Western is planning to hold the, like I said, classes in person as well as like sort of a hybrid. So the number of seats in classrooms will be reduced. Barrier shields will be installed at select locations throughout campus. Classes will be spaced to ensure sufficient time between classes to maximize social distancing. And I imagine a cleanup in the classrooms, too. And faculty are continuing to prepare courses in online and hybrid formats. So, like I said, a learning curve for everyone, for the administration, for faculty, for students. Everyone is going to still be trying to figure out the best way to do things.
Has the university said anything about possible enrollment for the fall yet?
Well, that's changing all the time, too. Certainly the hope is that the enrollment is stabilized or up a little bit. There was some positive information reported at the June Board of Trustees meeting, but so much is just so uncertain due to this pandemic.
Okay, and Rich, now university trustees have also been wrestling with a number of major issues in recent months. One has been the presidency of the university. What's the status of Martin Abraham right now?
Well, Martin is the interim president, and that's his status for right now. The search is underway for a new president. Whether that proves to be Dr. Abraham or someone else has yet to be seen. But the search committee at the June meeting said they have been holding meetings and they're conducting business, and they're thinking they could provide a recommendation to the full Board of Trustees as early as the December meeting.
Okay. Now, remind us, Rich, what happened. The Board of Trustees decided not to name Dr. Abraham as the full-time president?
Yes. So about a year ago at this time, Herb, Dr. Jack Thomas announced that he would step down at the end of June 2019. Dr. Thomas had been the Western's president for 8 years, and Martin Abraham had just been hired to serve as the provost of Western. So as the number two person in the administration, when he came here, he was instead the acting president. In fact, Martin Abraham has yet to serve as provost, the position he was hired for at Western. He came here beginning of July last year. He was the acting president. Then in October, he was named the interim president. In December, there was a vote on naming him the more or less permanent president of Western. That ended in a 4-4 tie, so the motion failed, and trustees then decided to proceed with a search for Western's next president.
Okay. Now, you also reported recently, Rich, on the Board of Trustees' difficulties choosing officers for the coming year. What seems to be the problem?
Well, that's a good question, Herb. There is some division on the board. Some of the board members are not happy with the leadership provided by Polly Radosh, who has been the chairperson for the past year. The board deadlocked 4-4 on renaming the slate of officers that they had for the past year. That would have been Polly Radosh as chairperson, Doug Shaw as vice chairperson, and Justin Brown as secretary. That led to a rather lengthy and at times fairly bitter discussion about the chairperson position. Eventually, after several deadlocked votes on the chairperson, the trustees eventually voted 5-3 to name Radosh as president for another year, and then keep the same officers, to keep Doug Shaw as vice chairperson and Justin Brown as secretary. So they spent a long time to end up back where they were when they started.
Any idea as to why one person switched his or her vote? What happened to change at least somebody's mind?
Yeah, so the bylaws allow the vote on the officers to be done with a secret ballot. So we don't even know who changed their vote. We don't know what happened. We do know that after more than an hour of discussion, they were deadlocked 4-4. They broke for lunch. When they came back, they took another vote, and that turned out 5-3 in favor of Radosh being the chairperson. So I imagine some arm twisting, some discussion, some promises. All of that was done during the lunch break.
And any guess from your vantage point, Rich, as to what sort of leadership Polly Radosh is providing? Is she, allowing other people to participate? I mean, I got the feeling from your stories that some people felt that they'd been slighted during board deliberations.
Well, one of the board members, Keisha Lang, has certainly she is one of the people who has complained about the leadership. But at one point, she quit taking calls from Polly Radosh. So, Polly then switched to sending stuff via email to trustees, and Lang then complained that there was too much reading, there was too much information. So I don't know, if you're the chairperson, I don't know what you can do at that point. You're trying to provide the person with information, and they're not accepting it.